Greetings, and welcome to episode 33. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5 times Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast is one that I've been waiting for. It is an interview with an experienced and phenomenal school administrator that I have had the pleasure of working with while I served as a principal and executive director in North Carolina. She is none other than the hardworking, highly intelligent Ms. Michelle Breen. Once again, I'm excited to hear about all the wonderful things she is doing and making a difference and her future aspirations. Let me share a little bit more about her background with you, and you will see why I am so excited and how she continues to make an impact during this time of COVID-19. Michelle Breen has been with the Winston-Salem-Forsyth County School District for more than 10 years in various progressive educational roles. These rich experiences enhanced her abilities to be an effective leader with a strong concentration in curriculum, data dissemination, assessment and accountability, and strategic planning and implementation to improve student success while improving teachers' instructional acumen and enhancing the school's culture of excellence. For the past 7 years, she has served as the assistant principal in a highly effective high-needs elementary, middle, and high schools. In addition to her administrative experience, she held positions on district disciplinary committee, worked with the director of school administration on strategic summer planning and site development, and have served as a panelist for state forums on positive behavior intervention support professional development. Additionally, she has been site supervisor for the district and Bell summer programs, where she designed a school culture of high expectations, professionalism, and excellence to provide students with immediate reinforcement in a non-traditional atmosphere. Prior to that, she was a curriculum coach and K-2 learning team facilitator, offering support by embedding rigor and developing appropriate performance tasks for teachers in K-5 Common Core lesson development. Also, she served as the school improvement grant manager, guiding staff alongside administration through the required 98 indicators. She has also been a highly effective lead teacher in grades 2nd through 7th. Selected by the district to participate in the 1-year full-time principal internship Piedmont Triad Leadership Academy offered her the opportunity to work in tandem with highly effective administrators for at-risk schools to strategically build her leadership qualities for positive and immediate impact. The guidance strengthened her ability to lead in a complex and dynamic environment through active participation in school improvement decisions, strategic execution of data-driven strategy development, developing school-wide protocols through positive behavior intervention support, PBIS team, and engaging community, public, and political forums. She is a goal-oriented, highly organized, innovative team player with successful experience in data analysis, corrective planning implementation, and over 10 years progressive experience in Title I Equity Plus at-risk schools with proven turnaround skills. Her professionalism and excellent communication skills helped her to develop strong and lasting relationships with the school community, which helps maintain a safe learning environment to maximize student instruction. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give Ms. Michelle Breen an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.DrEssieSpeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest release, Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence, another Amazon bestseller. I'll be right back.
Secure your sponsorship or virtual vendor booth now for the Future Is Now Virtual Conference 2021 Worldwide, February 8th through February 12th, 2021, hosted by Click Urban and the HBCU Foundation. This conference is all about solutions for Black economics and community empowerment. This five-day event will be full of heavy-hitting speakers, a variety of workshops, live entertainment, shopping, and more. You do not want to miss the opportunity to provide your support and partner with this epic culture-altering event, or to showcase and sell your product to countless attendees at this epic event. Register for your booth at thefutureisnowconference.com. Contact Lynn Graham at lgraham@theclickurban.com to secure your sponsorship. The Future Is Now Virtual Conference 2021, The Culture Reloaded.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As you know, my special guest is none other than Mrs. Michelle Breen. First, let me say happy holidays to you and your family, and it is so wonderful to have you as a guest today. So, Ms. Michelle Breen, how are you doing?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. I'm taking this time to rejuvenate myself after we've had such a unprecedented opportunity to practice technology classes outside of the normal box of education in the classroom and make sure that I'm ready for the next round in January. So it's been great.
Awesome. And I can tell you, your resume is quite impressive, and we have the pleasure of working together. And thank you for all that you did.
Oh, thank you. I learned so much from you.
Well, thank you. And the impact you have made and continue to make is just extraordinary. So once again, thank you for your service, and you are truly a symbol of a highly effective school administrator. Education is my passion, and to stay connected to you, and you have just done some phenomenal things, and you continue to travel such a rich and lengthy path of success. And once again, it is tremendous. A tremendous blessing to have you on my show. So I want to just take a few moments to ask you some questions.
Sure.
So the first question is, everyone is inspired by someone. Who inspired you?
I would say that my fourth grade teacher, who became my eighth grade teacher, who became my principal, she inspired me. She always encouraged me to, Ms. Franklin, she always encouraged me to do my best and move forward and take the talents that I have and not be ashamed of them, and really push forward on those talents and build on them, because eventually they were going to be useful. And she was right. They ended up being useful. And then also just the principals that I've worked under, I've worked under really good principals who've really been able to show me what a strong leader is in a school that's got high needs, to make sure that students and parents are moving forward. There are so many people that you look back and you say, wow, had that person not been there to help me or show me or encourage me, I may not be where I am today. So, you know, everybody that you come across should be an inspiration to you, and you should treat them as such.
Well, I can tell you, I know just from your journey that you have worked with some highly effective leaders, and you're very fortunate in that they gave you an opportunity to explore and to really tap into your own talents. But you said some more key important points, and you talked about pushing forward and taking your talents and using those, and then people encouraging you. That is so, so important. So tell us what really got you started in the field of education. And I know that you're beginning to branch out and start your journey of entrepreneurship. So talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. My mother actually started me in on the journey of education. She saw that I had this special talent to reach children and reach people and help them, and with a service attitude of always wanting to provide help and watch them, people grow and get better, she kind of encouraged me and supported me into the field of education. I'm glad I listened to her because that was not my first choice, but it was the best choice, and I'm really thrilled that how my life is turning out all these years later, that she had the foresight to encourage me to do so. As far as entrepreneurship, so everybody has a journey, and my journey started when I was very young and I was overweight and quite a bit overweight. It was a medical condition that caused the problem, and I ended up having gastric bypass about 7 years ago, and it saved my life. And not just saved my life, but it also changed my whole outlook on how I see myself, how others see themselves, and I can really take what I've learned as an educator and what I've learned through my experience. And I really feel like my next step is going to be helping others walk that same journey of gastric bypass and making sure that they stay on track all the time to live the best life that they possibly can.
Wow. I am just, amazed at the beginning and to look at you today, because I remember that journey and I didn't know you were going to share that. So I do thank you for sharing about your personal journey and your weight loss and just the challenges that you face. And interestingly, you know, that is one of my next questions. But before I ask you that question, I love what you said, that your mother really had the belief in you that you had a service attitude. You know, it wasn't the path that you wanted to take, but you traveled that journey anyway. And look at you now. You know, sometimes it's not the first choice, but sometimes it could be the best choice. And so once again, I'm just amazed at what you have done with your life thus far and the things that you continue to aspire to do. So, talking a little bit about challenges, what are some of those challenges that you have faced? You know, it could be in your journey with your weight loss, or it could be in the field of education, because I know we all have challenges. So share with the listening audience some of those challenges.
Well, as far as education goes, a lot of our challenges are coming with connectivity. Currently, with the COVID and our technology, students are saying that they can't get online even when you provide a hotspot. So there's a lot of issues going on there, and a lot of home visits have to be had. A lot of social workers are involved. A lot of on-site students that we provide them an opportunity to come to a site visit to help them with their connectivity so that they don't fall behind. There is a lot of struggles with education as far as the teachers go, because when this all first started, when we all went remote, teachers were able to set a schedule for high school. So it was, you know, we would have a lesson on such and such a day, and the children would say, well, I'm working right now, or I can't do that because I have to help my brothers and sisters. And it was more flexible time-wise. And some of the teachers were working late at night, 5 o'clock at night. They're working on Saturdays, but they set a schedule up so that they could help their own children and the students that they taught. Now, the district has mandated that we have our synchronous learning, which means we have to provide a schedule and it has to be adhered to. It's not as flexible, and we're really finding that a lot of our students whose parents have lost their jobs during this time because of complications of COVID, that they're helping to provide for the family, which means they're working, which means they're not able to attend the synchronous learning time. And a lot of our students are starting to drop out. So that is a really big problem that we're facing right now as a challenge, and that we're trying really hard to overcome. I think the fact that we have to be cognizant that our children are facing financial difficulties during this time is very important to help them get through so that they can get an education, so that they can be more successful and go on to college once this is all over. But I'm hoping that that issue is going to be resolved because they've been having surveys about it. So hopefully that will help.
Excellent. And again, thank you for helping our kids to connect. And literally, they are, you know, turning to you for that connectivity. So definitely thank you. And, you know, with me being in the field of education for 30 plus years, I definitely know the journey of educators, the past, the present, and what we're facing. And you talk about synchronous and asynchronous learning, and kids dropping out of high school. And then what is so, I think, often forgotten, but it may have been that it has been brought to the forefront now, is the emotional and the financial and the health issues and challenges that kids face, and the food insecurities that are going on. So I definitely know that journey. So let's switch gears and talk about the greatest success or successes you have experienced.
My biggest success is watching teachers grow. And when they, you know, come to me and they're like, you gave me this idea, or you gave me the suggestion, or you gave me some feedback, and I applied it, and you know what, it actually worked, and my kids are able to do, maybe they're English language learners, and they're able to understand something a little better because they used a graphic organizer. Or maybe we did a home visit, and we reached that one student, and that one student reached out to other students, and now four or five kids are coming to class synchronously. There are so many different ways to help people, but I really feel like we need to start investing more into our teachers to help them grow emotionally, spiritually, and professionally.
Thank you. And I can tell you, you will continue to be a voice in the field of education, because when you talk about investing in teachers and watching them grow, you are right on target. So tell us a little bit, how do you feel like some very tangible ways that you envision that you will continue to help people, just not currently what you're doing, but looking out 5-10 years from now?
I am very interested in moving into the political area of education, more so making sure policies are written that are going to be effective for online learning and helping students with more of a flexible schedule. We don't have that right now, and I understand that, you know, a lot of money is being held because we had to go back, but we didn't have to go back in person. We could have gone back a little bit differently, and I really feel like we've done our students and our teachers an injustice by pigeonholing them with those laws and policies that say this is what has to happen. We have to think outside the box. We have to really look at what other countries are doing. I would like to travel and look at what some of these other countries, such as Spain, Austria, Finland, they're doing some really great things in education, and I would like to go see those areas and bring that back and see if I can make a positive change in policies that will benefit our country and our children and our teachers, so that we are now on the forefront of this technology outburst. I mean, this is huge. This is the new way of learning, and I don't think people have grasped that yet. So I really feel like that's my next thing 5-10 years down the line.
Awesome. The new way of learning. And then I just, you know, get chills when you say politician, going into politics. So I can see Michelle bring the politician. So tell me, as you know, Dr. Effie speaks educational consultant, is all about sharing resources to help other people achieve their goals. So give us some advice, resources that will be helpful in that area.
I have been really exploring, it's called TESOL and TFEL. I had a really great person tell me about teaching in other countries and what the degree would look like, and I've had people come back. And they've taught in other countries, and they've shared their experiences with me. It is a great, you don't even have to have the degree. TESOL is Teachers of English, Students of Other Languages, which is primarily people who are going to use that language in everyday life, such as you are hired by a bank and you have to use English to communicate. Then there's TFEL, which is Teachers of Fellows of Foreign English Language Learners, meaning that they use it as more of a commonality. They get online and they talk on Facebook or something, but they're not really using it in a capacity where they need to for their job. So those two different certifications is what I'm looking into, and I really encourage other people. They have great professional development to look into. It's all online this year. It was supposed to be in Texas, but it's not in Texas. It's all online because of COVID. But, you know, you pay your amount, you can be a member at any time, and you can really experience They have a great newsletter from people all over the world. There are people from the Philippines. There are people from Japan. There are people from Spain that get online and they talk, and there's a whole community where they share ideas about all of this online learning, because this is a global incident that has happened and a global remote learning for all students. So it's a great resource, and I really think that that's an area that people really need to look into.
Excellent, and definitely TESOL and TESOL. I'm just really excited about where that is going to go and what it is going to produce in terms of results in the future and really helping kids. So, Michelle, tell us how listeners can get in contact with you.
I am actually on Facebook. I'm under Shelley B, S-H-E-L-L-Y-B-E-E. I haven't been on there a little bit. I've been remotely rejuvenating, so I've been off for a little while, but I am actually online that way. Or they can even get me by, I have a email, michellebreeneds2018@gmail.com.
Excellent, and thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for being on my show today to share with the listeners. You are, I know, and I mean, I really do know this, how passionate you are about education, as well as you are an inspiration. You have been, you continue to be, and I know how you really work with kids, and you have such a good rapport. You're just born to be an educator. I know that about you. And so, you know, the one thing that I remember that you would always say, that we must extend grace and mercy. And I know that you're doing that during these difficult times in the field of education. So once again, continue to do the great things that you're doing, and may God continue to guide and bless you. Once again, happy holidays to you and your family. And I hope that, and I know it will, that 2021 will bring you all that you can't even imagine. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being such an inspiration to all the listeners and to myself.
Well, thank you, Michelle. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.drsespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platform, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.